Dr. Stahlbaum, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
Well, you've got the pep in the step. I'm ready to go. We've had, let's see here, almost 2 weeks of school. Everybody's off to a flying start. How has everything been to get everybody back in the routine that we're all desperately trying to get back into here for 2023-2024?
Right. Yeah, it's all about routines. And we have started the school year at a good spot. If we're talking staffing-wise, we are fully staffed in our transportation department, which helps us have a solid routine from beginning of the day to the end of the day. And then I just have to state that it is a wonderful feeling to walk through the hallways and see all of our amazing teachers eager to teach our students who are ready to get back to school.
And back to school they go. We've seen reports from throughout the state and other places around the country on transportation problems or staffing issues. I know you told me there that your transportation looks pretty good. How are we staffed otherwise? Did we get all of our positions filled that we critically needed to do before school starts? August 2nd, what are we doing? Every time I look at that, drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's timely, and it's one that is talked about at a lot of different places. We are very fortunate at MCCSC to have the support of the community, and the support of the community makes us a very desirable district to work in and to send your students to. And so to answer your question, yes, our critical positions have been filled. We are having two job fair opportunities for some part-time positions that we have available and some non-certified positions we have available. And I'd love to provide you the dates for those.
Please, please.
Our first opportunity is this Friday, August 18th, and that is at Indiana Memorial Union, so that's Indiana University and Alumni Hall, and that will be from 11 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., and you can stop by the MCCSC table, and we will have available for you the positions that we currently have as needing to be filled or an opportunity to be filled, along with the hourly rate of those positions. And then our other job fair opportunity is Friday, September 8th, 2023, from 11 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at our own MCCSC collab, which is at 553 East Miller Drive. And again, we'll have our directors from our different departments throughout the corporation talking to members who'd like to come in and check MCC out as to what positions we have available with the rates as well.
Opportunities to get involved, and plenty of them as the school year moves along. And just so I'm clear on that, Aaron, these are full-time, part-time, a little bit of both, so it kind of depends on your schedule, right?
That's exactly it. It's a little bit of both. We have opportunities for full-time. For example, we're always looking for instructional aides to add to our buildings because we know that we can provide and enhance the programs and support that we have for students. And so those positions will always be posted in order to recruit a pool of applicants that are able to do so. And then we have some other positions that, for example, guest teaching, which everyone probably knows as substitute teaching. In that type of employment style, you can choose the days that you come to work at MCCSC. We do not use a third-party vendor for our substitute position. A lot of other school corporations may. However, we employ our own guest teachers or substitute teachers. And if you'd like more information on becoming a guest teacher, you can contact our human resources department. And to provide a little bit of a breakdown, if you are a retired MCCSC educator, that pay is $135.81 a day. If you are a certified educator, we pay $117.03 a day. And then if you are a non-certified guest teacher, we pay $104.51 a day. And so, again, that's kind of you become employed by MCCSC and you determine which days work for you to come guest teach.
Well, that's very flexible and a nice way to have a little side hustle, as the kids like to say.
What they say.
Moving forward, Dr. Aaron Stahlbaum is our guest. She's the Director of Professional Learning and HR, and we know HR is very important, making sure everything is kept track. How many buildings to have and how many people? Well, how many HRing are you HRing over?
We have about 2,000 employees district-wide. That's an approximate number. And there we go. But everyone is so wonderful in this school corporation that I really get to focus on both HR but professional learning as well, which is, of course, that other side of human resourcing, and that you want your employees to be engaged with their employment, not just satisfied. And so we work hard at MCCSE to ensure everyone is engaged and on their own continuous improvement and learning cycle, as our students are on their own continuous learning cycle.
So when we talk about professional learning, we hear about the meetings and things that usually happen on sometimes election days or other things. Where does that curriculum come from? Do you sit down with the superintendent and the board and say, hey, these are the things we'd like to focus on? Are there state mandates? Well, state mandates everything else, so that wouldn't surprise me. Where do we go to get everybody professionally learned?
That's a great question. It comes from a multitude of areas. There is a difference between training and professional learning. And so what the state provides us are trainings. You know, they legislate that we have to have a specific number of trainings a year and what that content is. So, for example, bloodborne pathogens, that is a training. That's not a professional learning. However, legislatively, we have to engage in that training every year. And so there is a calendar set out for those type of trainings. And then the professional learning comes from a multitude of factors, including looking at the alignment to our strategic plan. And so when we have a corporation-wide strategic plan, we're able to look at those goals and then actions that would fit underneath those goals in order to ensure that we are able to obtain them and actualize them through the professional learning that takes place. So there are some district-wide professional learning opportunities that occur in which all staff receive that learning. And then there are also differentiated opportunities for professional learning within school buildings with instructional coaches, where individual staff can name how they would like to improve or where they would like to engage in continuous learning. And thus they're able to work through that with an inquiry cycle with a coach.
And that cycle lasts how long? Is that something that you do semester, quarters? How does that work?
Yeah, another great question. It's really individualistic. And so I might be working with my instructional coach on cognitive engagement strategies in the classroom, and I might be really engaged in that. That's a wide content. And so that coaching cycle could last a month to 2 months, depending on how deep I would like to go into all of those different strategies and how much feedback I would like into the implementation. And then we may have a scenario where you'd like more support with the organization of your small groups, and maybe that cycle doesn't take as long, because once you get an organizational strategy that the students prefer and you know is working as a classroom teacher, then you move on to something else. So it's really individualized when it comes to that differentiated professional learning.
Well, that is interesting, because not every school is the same. Some are international baccalaureate, some are project and learning based and everything else. So yeah, one size doesn't fit all. So that's very, very interesting. Dr. Erin Stahlbaum is our guest. She is the Director of Professional Learning and HR. And some other big things of note, the RFID student ID cards. Well, that's a lot to say. I know you're not Kelby Termail, but I know you're quite aware of what's going on. Where did this idea come from, and how does it benefit both the user and the parents?
Yeah, that's another great question, and I will refer that to, again, the strategic plan. So in looking at the strategic plan, and we are looking at those goals that the board has set for us, then as a cabinet, we're able to look at different actions underneath those goals that would provide data which would interpret that we are making progress toward those goals. So to that end, the RFID cards, that's one of those actions underneath the goals that allows us to generate the data to know that we are improving the areas that we would like to improve upon, ultimately for our students, and to maximize the instructional time that they're receiving.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I mean, for lack of a better word, you know where they're at all times, and what parent doesn't love all of that, and it is fun, and it just got started on Monday. And if they're using transportation, you can know where their bus is, what's going on. It helps with attendance. It's just a multi. Well, somebody's going to lose one of these things, aren't they? That's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, it will, and there is a process by which to follow if that were to happen.
Hypothetically speaking, of course,
and right.
I'll probably buy two or three of them because, well, where are your shoes? Well, I don't know. Where are my shoes? You can't find those. How are you going to find your card? Okay, Dr. Stahlbaum, you've been here for over a year. What have you learned? What's exciting? What do you hope to accomplish in the next year in front of you?
What have I learned? I have learned that MCCSC in Monroe County is a place that is passionate about education for all. And that's from, you know, that's not just in the PK through 16 system. And that passion is invigorating, it's exciting, and thus what I hope to accomplish in the upcoming year is to continue to contribute to that passion for education for our students and our staff members, and to continue to build the partnerships which allow us to be stronger together and continue to be family-centered and community-focused.
I see. Kokomo, isn't Oswald from Kokomo? Did you guys run into each other up there?
We did. We ran into each other up there. Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. Well, I enjoy the superintendent. He always gives me the business, and I tend to give it back to him. So that's why we get along. We get along so well. Well, welcome, and yes, very passionate community. And it would be. I don't want to get on. Because he's on next week. So I don't want to get on his bad side. So I would be remiss not to have you remind our listeners about a very important referendum coming up in November.
So there are additional opportunities to support our PK through 16 public education system on November 7th. And that opportunity will be able to provide instructional materials, additional access to college and career opportunities, and of course, ready to learn opportunities for the community as well.
Outstanding. And that will be on the ballot. And we'll hear more about that each month from Dr. Oswald, as he reminds everybody to get involved with that and what a big difference that could make in our community. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. It's really appreciated, and I know we'll get together down the line. Here's to a great 2023-24 school year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.